Today, my daughter Salish and her friend Harper will try 100 years of school lunches and outfits.
Food Fight!
Then they will have to pick one decade to live in for 24 hours.
This is what we wear and eat at school in 2024. But in the 1910s, this is what we would eat and wear at school.
Volunteer programs were the main source of school lunches, so you get what you get.
Apparently in 1910s, lunches were really simple, and this cost three cents.
Like what? Number one is the bread.
It's just a tad
bit stale, but hey, we do not judge.
No. Oh, it's not that bad.
Not actually bad at all.
Now let's try the rice. It's a little soggy. Okay.
So the lentils are, if y'all don't know, we're both really picky eaters.
It's not actually that bad. This is a little bit better than what I expected from 1910.
Yeah.
I felt like there was gonna be like
rocks.
I thought there was gonna be like a dead bug.
Little secret, everybody, we're not actually in the 1900s. We're actually using a green screen.
Well, that was yummy.
Yeah.
But you guys have to finish before we can move on to the next round.
Okay, wait, look away real quick. That was really good, Dad. We need a dog.
What's this?
Dad, how about you try it? Here's a spoon.
I'll try it. Yeah,
it's not even bad food, I'm just too picky.
Why don't you guys go do the range? We don't want to waste any food, so whatever they don't eat, I guess I have to eat. If they're picky about this meal, wait till you see the rest of the decades.
We're gonna rate every decade on the 2Fs, fashion and food.
And at the end, we're gonna find out which decade we want to live in the most.
Plaid and the stripe and like diamond things
do not go good together.
I don't know about these socks and shoes. I think the 1910s, you look old.
Grandma-ish. Now for the food.
Most kids couldn't even afford that lunch at all. It was cold because they didn't have anything to heat it up with at school.
I think it should go like, actually, I feel like it should go right here in case anything's worse.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
If they end up with that ticket, they're gonna spend 24 hours eating and dressing like that. They don't know that though.
And now for the 1920s. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I love your shoes, though.
I love your headband.
Oh, thank you.
The only thing I don't love is the socks.
Ready to eat?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Keep watching to see a surprise appearance by one of your favorite creators.
Oh my gosh, hi. Oh my gosh. In the 1920s, they ate
creamed beef.
Stewed prune
and applesauce with milk.
And the whole thing cost 5 cents.
So these are prunes, right? I'm like a little scared to eat them.
As you guys know, this channel is fully vegetarian, so all the meat is gonna be plant-based. I am just now deciding right now that we are fully making this channel vegetarian.
I don't even know what this is.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yay!
No! 3, 2, 1.
I need to wash this down with milk. It's warm.
In the 1920s, fridges were just being invented and they were really expensive. And because milk would go bad without a fridge, people used canned milk instead.
I never drink milk. I don't know what normal milk tastes like.
I just thought of like cows producing it.
Okay.
Now my dad has to eat both of these.
Dad!
I'm so excited to eat this. Oh, wow.
So this outfit, I feel like it's very like Pinterest-y.
Yeah, it kind of like reminds me of Billie Eilish. Mine gives off Harry Styles. The shoes especially, I feel like he would wear.
Stewed prunes were actually a treat. If you were lucky, you got a stewed prune for your school lunch.
The food was a no for me though. I'm gonna put it like
in the middle.
I'm eating plant-based cream beef. Oh, okay. Actually, I think they missed out on that one. That's actually pretty good. I'm good with this meal. Time to look at the 1930s.
I don't think these puff sleeves are gonna make a comeback. I mean, we kind of look like chefs. The 1930s was the first time women were allowed to wear jeans, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even though jeans had been invented in the 1800s, the first jeans for women were released in the 1930s.
The Great Depression happened in 1930s. All the people could not eat. Each student would bring in one ingredient from their homes, and then they would make a big stew and they would all share it. I think this actually might not be that bad. Olive oil.
I'm scared.
We're adding rice, okay.
Oh. Next, salt.
Now add carrot.
Oh, ew! Okay, don't worry. I'm more professional.
We have to cut it, but we don't have a knife.
Yeah.
This is actually fun. No, do not add tomato. No!
The most important ingredient is probably the onion.
I hate onion flavor.
Onions. And it's actually so fun.
It's really good. I think I'm just really hungry.
Oh, yay.
Okay, this is so actually good. That's the way to do it when you don't have a knife.
Exactly. This is so much better than the other decades.
Literally. For the 1930s, I think we should place it right there.
Right here. Perfect.
Think? I don't like the outfits, but I did like the food.
They didn't leave me much too, but it was really good.
Ta-da! In the 1940s, what they had for lunch was meatloaf and vegetables.
But if you didn't eat meat, you got a wilted lettuce sandwich.
Because of World War II, schools began relying on extra farm crops to make their lunches. And sometimes those crops were a little old.
It's like cheese.
I can't do it. I'm eating like 8-day-old lettuce.
Oh, God.
Wow. More hard bread. My teeth can't get through it. So I guess my lunch is a bread sandwich with more bread. Maybe the next decade they will have butter. Why are there still stewed prunes?
Yeah. That's not fresh bread.
Personally, I love your outfit. I feel like you can
Thanks.
Really pull it
I
off.
I like yours.
Thank you. I actually kind of like the shoes. They're kind of iconic. I don't really like the sleeves. I look like a pirate.
I would have thought that in the 40s, women would wear dresses, but we're both wearing pants.
Because millions of men had gone to war, women began working in the factories, and women's pants became more and more popular.
Oh. Lettuce sandwich washed down with warm milk. Gotta love it.
I don't think the food was good, though. I kind of want to put like near here.
Yeah.
Are we going to have prunes every decade? I hope so, because they're awesome. Will these kids eat anything? These are the two pickiest girls on the planet.
1950s.
The 1950s had very exciting lunches like macaroni and cheese or pizza.
Like what? Oh, and chocolate milk.
In the 1950s, lunches started to get better and much closer to what we eat today. Just a few years before, President Truman signed the National School Lunch Act, making lunch programs nationwide and making it easier for disadvantaged students to afford food.
I don't know if they did this, but do you like want to trade?
That looks really good, honestly.
That looks good? Okay, well this one looks a little bit better.
Feel this. Why is it bouncy? Like, look.
I like the corn.
It's a little home for its little brownie. It's so cute. So I've never tried mac and cheese before.
What?
I've never had mac and cheese in my entire life. This is awesome. I've been wanting to have this forever. Okay, all right. That's my last time eating mac and cheese.
I like pizza, but like, I don't know about the 50s pizza. Let's try it.
Time for our ranking.
Let's go.
I know what you guys are thinking, and the answer is no. I didn't go to school in the 1950s. Okay, I don't even want to hear it.
This is that like chewy con pizza. It's actually pretty good.
Overall, I really like the 50s.
Yeah, so I think the only part that was good about my meal was the corn.
My favorite part was the bouncing looking marshmallow thing.
Can you believe she's never had mac and cheese? She's 14. I can't. Yum.
I love this shirt. And then the jacket,
it's actually pretty cute on you.
I like it a lot.
My outfit looks like I'm from kindergarten. Maybe like right here.
Right here.
Next decade.
It's the 60s.
I'm glad I danced it out.
Wait, you weren't dancing?
So I was just dancing by myself, I see.
So we like our fits, but let's hope the food is good.
You know what else is good about the 60s? My dad was born in 1960.
No, don't say it.
1960.
Stop. 60s. Cut that, we don't talk about my birthday.
Okay, so I guess we're switching, because I would rather eat some grapes.
I would rather eat some crackers.
Milk is going all the way over there, because we're not drinking that.
So these are red grapes.
That's a tomato.
Okay, anyway.
I have pudding, grapes, corn, and tacos.
It's like a whole international cuisine. I have meatballs and noodles, crackers, red grapes. What's up?
That's a tomato!
We have pasta. Like, this is a real meal.
I'm gonna try my taco.
I'm gonna try my noodle. I'm gonna try the fruit. What is this white cube? This is good stuff.
Oh! Ew!
It's just like apple juice.
La, 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 la. Does it even...
It doesn't move. This is really good.
I know, stop, ew. Tell me when it's over.
It's over.
Okay.
This was such a good meal.
I mean, okay. No.
Look what Salish left me. Oh. Ah! I'm just going in, because I don't want to waste this. Oh, there was corn in there.
These boots are so uncomfortable. They're leaving. Yeah. I can't do
it. Oh.
Comment below what your favorite decade is so far, while I eat this seriously runny, nasty corn.
Oh, and it's cold.
I think it should be like right
no,
there.
No, I think there.
That's so, good.
No.
Okay, next decade.
Seriously, again?
They're gonna have to wear the clothes and eat the food from one of these decades coming up soon. Let's see what happens.
Hey, this is the 1970s.
Oh.
Okay, let's see what's in yours. I think I'm gonna take this.
No.
And this, and you can have that and that, thank you.
With school lunches getting unhealthier, many parents began sending their kids to school with lunches in brown paper bags.
I'll eat the apple.
Why is there a napkin?
It's a no!
Play nice at recess for once, please. I love you, Mom.
My mom used to write me all of these at lunch every single day, actually. And then she stopped randomly and I got sad.
I want the apple.
I want the apple.
This is my apple.
I want the apple.
Oh, no, that's my apple.
I'm out.
And I'm taking your apple,
no! You know what?
Food fight! Ow! Ow!
Salish didn't read my note.
How did this get here?
No, I don't know. I thought
I put it right
there.
No. Okay, well, I feel like I'm giving farm girl.
I kind of
want to be giving farm girl.
I like this. It's like iconic.
It matches your hair.
Yeah, it matches my hair. It's kind of iconic. I really like the shoes because they're like snakes.
I know it's a big shock to you given how young I look, but I actually did go to school in the 1970s, and I always brought a double-decker peanut butter and jelly sandwich or peanut butter and marshmallow. Has anybody ever had that? That is sick.
Oh, I did not like the food, but I like that you could bring your own food.
Yeah.
So maybe right here. Now on to the 1980s.
Let's go.
Salish is just pranking Harper because 5 minutes ago, they were doing this.
Seriously, again?
I need some popcorn to watch this. Sandy, replay that in slow motion.
No, no, no! That was something. That was really cringy.
Well, they were cringy in the 80s.
I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah, that explains why you're so cringy.
The girls might not like the clothes from the 80s, but I sure did. I mean, come on, I look so cool.
The 1980s brought fast food into lunch. They even have Welch's. I have these at my normal school. That's so cool.
Okay, wait, you know what I love doing?
What? Oh?
And then?
Oh, wait, what happens?
Yo! Okay, you know what? You should actually try and open it.
I'm excited. Why did you do that to me? I feel alone. I feel
you?
Sad.
You? Back
no.
on me! No, my white shirt!
I'm waterproof.
Wait, how did nothing touch you?
I don't know, honestly.
Sandy Replay, how did that not touch her? I have a plant-based burger.
I have beef filet, which kids probably call barf filet, because
look
at this. I have a fruit roll-up. The 80s were fun because I can actually like tattoo my tongue with fruit roll-ups. Okay, let's do it. Now I'm gonna eat this because I used to do this.
Oh.
Yo, don't eat it. I mean, guys. Is my mouth blue?
No, not at all. You should try your beef filet.
Oh. It is barf filet.
Could you please eat it? I can't eat it anymore.
No. You need the carbs.
Say, will you eat your cheeseburger?
That's okay.
Will somebody eat some food? Every decade, they're picky. That's one thing that's consistent, except the soup.
Yeah, the soup was so good.
Okay, the 30s was the soup. How is it just a maybe?
No,
I'm gonna
my
mix
outfit
this.
Was ugly, no.
I think the 1910s worked. I like the outfit.
No!
My channel, I can make a decision.
It's her channel.
Yeah, I thought it was my channel.
It's my name, though.
I think it's her. I think it's my channel.
Should I just change the name, I guess? No, actually, I will not do that. Do not comment. I don't know if I can do it. I'm getting full, Rowan. Dude, will you help me out? I can't.
There's no way I'm eating that.
Could you just eat it, please? I'm gonna get rid of this. You got that one. Thank you, man. Okay, could you eat the fries
no,
at least?
Thanks.
Harper, it's like
no.
one fry. You just,
no.
Nah. Look, actually, no, no. Could, Harper!
I liked my outfit, I mean, without the jacket. I did not like the food, though.
I love my outfit. I think it's so fun. The purse matches all the metallic thing. I look like an alien, so yeah, I love it. Would I wear this to school? My answer is, no.
I would not wear this outfit to school either.
Like,
there, yeah.
The 1940s, I just really...
I did not like that one, uh-uh.
No.
Come on!
I quit.
Yeah, there's no good music in the 90s. His palms are sweaty, knees make arms heavy.
This is called beatboxing. I'm rapping, gonna rap, cause I'm rapping, cause it's the 90s,
okay,
so I'm rapping, okay.
Let's smoke bomb the lunch. 3, 2, 1.
Here you go. Hold it, don't move.
Both.
Three, two, one, swing up.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh my gosh, the chairs are right here.
You can keep filming. That was really fast, okay.
Three, two, one. Oh, wow, okay.
Oh my gosh, the chairs are right here.
In the 90s, it was corn dogs and chicken nuggets.
A lot of bread.
Remember, this is all vegetarian, but still. I wanna have this?
Switch.
Have this?
All right, yay.
I'm scared.
Oh no.
Oh, this is like sugar in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Are they good?
Oh no. Oh, gushers! Let's pop them like they're pimples.
This is a dilated pimple. We really have to get under it, and sometimes it doesn't work the first try.
Ew. Mm. How can you eat that?
This was really popular in the 90s because it was a hot dog, but it was covered in cornbread. I'm scared.
The 90s was all about snack food and bread.
In the 90s, I was in college, and we would eat corn dogs with ice cream.
You know, my outfit is like okay.
I don't think your outfit's cute.
But I feel like the top is like cute.
So the jeans are too tight, I think.
I like baggy jeans better, honestly.
The food was disgusting.
Okay, I
thought we put it on.
No.
I don't know.
Oh.
Oops.
Don't, no, it's gonna smell now.
We've already lived through the 2010s and 2020s, so we're not gonna do these again because, no, we don't need to live through that again.
I don't wanna live through that again.
I don't wanna live through my awkward stage again.
Okay, next time.
We're actually at the office of famous birthdays because Harper and Salish did some stuff together. Go check it out, link in the description.
This is our 2000 outfit.
I love it.
You look like the Mean Girls mom.
You girls keep me young. I actually love it. I feel like Paris Hilton right now.
But it looks
cute.
Like I'm about to go to the gym, do some push-ups. In 2000s, the meal that became very popular in school,
Lunchables.
I've never actually had a Lunchable.
Me neither.
Oh, this looks good. Mine's a pizza.
I remember a kid had this at my school once, and he threw up everywhere. I have PTSD.
I'm gonna try something new. I guess I'm gonna approach this with a positive attitude. Yum, delish. Always like to share my lunch. I feel like that's really kind. I think we're supposed to cook it.
This isn't for us, but Lunchables in 2000, let's make a decision.
I'm about to freak Harper out. She is a huge Darman fan and she's dying to do a video with him. Somebody wants to say hi to you.
Oh my gosh, hi. Oh my gosh.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Harper's a huge star. She's gonna be massive. I think you guys should work together on a video. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Yay, oh my gosh.
Wait, actually?
You want to be a good character or a bad one? You want to be nice or mean?
I don't even care at this point. I'm just so happy. Wait, I'm actually talking to Darman. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Nice to meet you. Oh my gosh, yay!
It is now time for their final decision, which was the best decade to live in and go to school. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Make a decision. You know what happens next.
I didn't really like the 2000s.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah, I kind of so think like it's what? There. Wait. I really liked the outfit from the 1920s. I think that was like the best one for me.
I really liked the 30s because the food and the fit was just amazing and a chef's
kiss. I did not like the outfit for the 30s. We're not going to agree on anything. So how about we play rock, paper, scissors?
Perfect.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah! 20s all the way. Get the
30s
out of here.
Okay, stop. So it's the 1920s, right?
Yeah.
Now I have a big surprise for you. You're gonna wear all the clothing and you're gonna eat all the food from the 1920s for 24 hours. Comment below if you want to see that video.
Yeah!
Comment below.
No, I'm not doing that. Oh my
gosh.
Don't cut. We're doing it. Comment below.
No, we're not doing it.